Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning. Welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for we intend to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a comment about something that we make on the program, or if you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, we'd love to hear from you, and you can contact us by the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. In Genesis 12, verse 3, as well as Genesis 22 and verse 18, to Abraham, God said, "In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." And it was with these words that were spoken to Abraham that God set into motion a promise that would stay alive long after it was first spoken. God would direct the work of fulfilling this promise through the nation that was formed from Abraham, the law that he gave through Moses, and the changing portions of that nation that came out of Abraham. The work of the prophets and the brief ministry of John the Immerser. And after the fullness of time came, Paul wrote to the Galatian churches in Galatians chapter 3, and notice what he says in verse 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." So as a result of God's work, bringing this promise to reality in Christ, those in Christ find themselves partakers together in one body. Notice what we read going on down in Galatians 3 and beginning a reading at verse 26. "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus, and if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." You see, this verse is designed to show us that a person standing before God is not determined by nationality, it's not determined by social position or sex. One stands acceptable before God on the grounds of the blood of Jesus Christ and on the conditions that he has faith in Christ, has repented of his sins, and has been baptized into Christ. Fellowship, therefore, should never be extended, nor should it ever be withheld, based on status among men, whether they're bond or free, status as to gender, whether male or female, or whether racial status, whether Jew or Gentile. There's no suggestion whatsoever in these verses that the distinctions or the differences have no meaning, that they completely disappear. And so the point is, they have no meaning in separating us from each other in Christ. We are partakers together in one body. We're enjoying equality in Him. And we are empowered to accept and to respect one another, unconstrained by the common things that bring about separation. We must never condone, we must never encourage or demand fellowship that's broader than what the New Testament teaches. But we must share, participate with, we must hold in proper esteem our faithful brothers and sisters in Christ, whatever their race, whatever their social status be. And it's at no other place, in no other way, and really in no other relationship, can people with previous diversity find compelling unity to have fellowship with God and then fellowship with others who partake in the same. You know, this mystery of Christ unveils this blessing that God first spoke to Abraham. In Ephesians 3 and verse 6, it says that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel. You see, the promise God made to Abraham became the offering of the gospel to all people, that in Christ they might meet God as a justified people and meet each other as joint heirs. You know, this truth reminds us of a basic principle, and that is no condition of salvation should be imposed that God hasn't given. And no test of fellowship should be enforced except the faithful application of God's standards, His Word. Fellowship must never be denied, or must fellowship ever be withdrawn based on race, on status, or on gender. You see, fellowship with people of previous and present diversity, that's a blessing. To be acknowledged and to be appreciated, what a blessing it is. Fellowship with people of previous and present diversity should become a part of our functioning together in Christ, doing His will, and joining together, preaching Him to everyone. See, this is not about Jew acting like Gentiles, or for that matter, Gentiles acting like Jews. Let's look at Galatians 2 and begin our reading with verse 11. Now when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face, because he was to be blamed. For certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, if you, being a Jew, live in the manner of Gentiles and not as the Jews, why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews? We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is Christ therefore a minister of sin? Certainly not. For I build again those things which I destroyed. I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, died to the law, that I might live to God. Let us understand that what Paul is talking about, especially what he says there in verse 16, that man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith, even we that believed in Christ, that we might be justified by faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. Let's understand that this is not talking about any and all law. There has never been a time in man's existence, from the beginning back there in the Garden of Eden with Adam, there's never been a time that man has gone without law from God. By law, I mean commandments. By law, I'm talking about things that God has required of him. There's never been that time. And so let us not mistake and think that because of what Paul is saying here in verse 16, that because now we have faith in Christ, that takes us out from under any and all law. Because what Paul is saying here in verse 16 is equivalent to what we can read in Acts. Notice in Acts chapter 13, and let's read together verse 39. In fact, let's go back to verse 36, where he's talking about Christ. Christ is this man. He says, therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. And by him, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which we could not be justified by the law of Moses. So that's the law that Paul is talking about here in Galatians chapter 2. But in those verses that we read, in Galatians 2 verses 11 through 19, this is about all who are in Christ, acting like Christ, and thus being partakers together in one body. That is, members acting under the direction of one head. Now, this, let us understand, distinguishes, this distinction meant much in the days before Christ and Christianity came. The Jews, they were God's special people. They were blessed with great privileges, and they were prepared for great destinies. And the Greeks represented the Gentile world. They stood apart from the Jews. They were what was described in Ephesians 2 and verse 12, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenant of promise. But Jew and Greek stand on exactly the same footing in the kingdom of God. They possess equal privilege. They possess equality in being sons of God and equality in being heirs of God. You see, Christ broke down that middle wall of partition that separated Jew and Greek for ages and made them one commonwealth. Somebody calls this the death of the tribal spirit, I heard the statement made. Well, when Jew and Gentile obey the gospel, they do figuratively walk over that middle wall of separation and step into Christ, and there to become partakers in one body. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12 and 13. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jew or Greek, whether slave or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. May we put aside any attitude, habits, tradition, teaching, or reaction that fail to take to heart the unity of obedient believers in Christ, enjoying the same privileges, having the same obligations, sharing the same destiny. There is the motivation to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Our time is up. Thank you for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. It's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.